This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Homeland Security defending Border Patrol agents after a child died in their custody along the U.S. border with Mexico. That story now from AP's Rita Foley.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala was found with her father and dozens of other immigrants near Lordsburg, New Mexico. She suffered seizures, appeared to be in shock, and apparently had not had anything to eat or drink in days, according to federal officials. She had a fever of almost 106. U.S. border agents airlifted her to an El Paso, Texas hospital where she died. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen offered her sympathies and told the Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends,
"This is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally."
There'll be an autopsy to find out exactly what killed the little girl. I'm Rita Foley.
United States and Canada promised a fair judicial process for Huawei chief financial officer Menghuan Zhou, who was arrested in Canada. Canada's foreign minister, Chrystia Freeland, defended her country's detention of Meng.
"This is a question of living up to our international treaty obligations and following the rule of law in Canada, and that is something which has happened scrupulously."
Canada arrested Meng at the request of the United States, which says Huawei violated U.S. sanctions on Iran. A U.S. federal judge has ruled that the Affordable Care Act, widely known as the ACA or Obamacare, is unconstitutional. Decision expected to be appealed to the high court. ACA will remain law while an appeal is in process. President Trump promised during his presidential campaign to dismantle the ACA, a program that made affordable health insurance available to millions of Americans. This is VOA News. President Trump has made a decision on an interim chief of staff for the White House. Here's AP's Mike Gracia.
After a choppy process that saw at least two candidates bow out, President Donald Trump has settled on White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as his new chief of staff. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly, who departs after serving as chief of staff for more than a year. President Donald Trump announced the move in a tweet Friday afternoon. In making the announcement, Trump said Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff. Trump wanted to replace Kelly with Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, but Ayers withdrew from consideration at the last minute. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pulled out of consideration earlier Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The death of a previously little-known Iranian dissident who was on a hunger strike to protest his detention has sparked an outcry from the United States, rights activists, and other social media users. Iran's Human Rights Activist News Agency says Iranian intelligence agencies detained Vahid Sayadi Naziri in July, and authorities put him on trial in September on charges of disseminating propaganda against the state and insulting Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. It said a revolutionary court had sentenced him to 4.5 years in prison. Australia has decided to formally recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but will not be moving its embassy there until a peace settlement between Israel and Palestinians happens. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking today.
"Recognizing our commitment to a two-state solution, the Australian government has also resolved to acknowledge the aspirations of the Palestinian people for a future state with its capital in East Jerusalem. Australia believes this position respects both our commitment to a two-state solution and long-standing respect for relevant Security Council resolutions."
While the embassy move is delayed, Morrison said his government will establish a defense and trade office in Jerusalem, will also start looking for an appropriate site for the embassy. Israel considers East Jerusalem an indivisible part of its capital, while the Palestinians seek the area, home to the city's most sensitive holy sites, as the capital of a future state. Sri Lanka's disputed Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa resigned today, saying he wants to end a long political impasse over his appointment and allow the president to form a new government. Rajapaksa's resignation came a day after the Supreme Court extended a lower court suspension of his and his cabinet. The top court put off the next hearing until mid-January, when it plans to rule on whether they should hold office after losing 2 no-confidence votes in Parliament. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.